If you are new to the world of cryptocurrency investing, today I want to give you just my general overall advice of how to avoid a few what I consider to be pretty common missteps or traps that newbies fall into on a number of occasions, and hopefully can help you avoid some costly lessons when it comes to getting started investing and learning about cryptocurrency in general. Now, if you are new to the channel, my name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. I try to provide overall cryptocurrency thoughts, sentiments, kind of ideas, advice, and in the best, most upfront, honest way, level-headed way possible. And as with anything in the channel, you know, this isn't necessarily specific financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. Always consult your financial advisor, that type of thing. But you know, really today, I just want to give you my general thoughts on things that I've learned myself in this space and things that I continue to see on a daily basis from people that I would think are new to the cryptocurrency world. So one of the big things I think, one of the big missteps that I think that newbies can make in the cryptocurrency world is number one, one of the big things is that they get excited about past historical returns and they try to replicate those returns by being overly aggressive in the future. Now, what do I mean when I say that? So, you know, people that bought Bitcoin in 2011, 2010, 2012 have made incredible returns, you know, going from under $100 to $4,000, or, you know, sub $10 Bitcoin to $3,000 or whatever it might be. They've made incredible returns and they've been able to turn, you know, a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, $10,000 into thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, perhaps. And that's fantastic. And that is, you know, an incredible sign of, I think, the strength of Bitcoin and some of these other cryptocurrencies. But just because it happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to necessarily happen again. And I am not to say I'm not bullish on cryptocurrencies by any stretch, not to say that I am not, you know, invested in this space and that I don't really like this space. But you're not kind of investing with the right mindset if you are trying to replicate what something has done in the past by being overly aggressive in the future. And, you know, whether you're looking at Bitcoin in that example I gave, or, you know, within the past year, 2 years, Ethereum was under a dollar, under $10, and is now at $300 right now, as of October 2017. And people are looking at that and saying, wow, I could have made 300 times returns on this, and if I invested $1,000, I would have had $300,000. I could have paid my house off. I could have done this. I could have done that. Yeah, it sounds fantastic in theory, but for every cryptocurrency out there where you invest $1,000 and maybe it turns into $2,000 or $10,000 or $50,000, you can probably invest $1,000 and that might turn into $500 or $700 or $50 if something goes really bad. So you don't want to, just because something did incredibly well in the past, doesn't mean that cryptocurrency or other cryptocurrencies are going to do incredibly well in the future based off that. And if you try to replicate those types of returns, those 300, 500, 1,000% returns, you can really get burned pretty badly, because you're going to start looking at these lower, smaller, no-name cryptocurrencies that might not actually have any real value, but you're trying to speculate on them, and then you're going to be out of money pretty soon and pretty quickly. So that's one thing that I think is really important that you want to understand and be aware of when it comes down to cryptocurrency investing, is that you don't want to take incredible speculative risks because you see these massive historical returns. That can lead to a lot of bad decisions and a lot of silly things that you could do from an investment perspective that could really hurt you in the long run. So that's number one. Number two, and this is a really important one, is there's a lot of information out there about cryptocurrency. There are a lot of YouTube channels. There are a lot of Twitter accounts. There are a lot of bloggers. There are a lot of podcasters, whatever it might be. There's a lot of information out there about crypto. Take everything every single person says with a grain of salt. Take everything I say with a grain of salt. Take everything Charlie Lee, the founder of Litecoin, says with a grain of salt. Take everything that the founder of XYZ Centralized Exchange takes with a grain of salt. It's important to understand that in a lot of cases, because within the cryptocurrency world, most of the prominent leaders in the space typically have money, significant amounts of money invested in, basically invested in certain cryptocurrencies. So, you know, you might see right now, you know, Bitcoin Cash guys shredding, you know, Bitcoin Core guys or the SegWit2x guys or whatever it might be. There are a lot of people, you know, talking disparagingly about other people. There are a lot of people, you know, providing advice based on the fact that they are invested in a certain cryptocurrency. Just take everything, you know, try to analyze as much as possible, try to learn as much as possible when it comes to this space. But at the same point in time, you just want to be aware that there are a lot of hidden motivations, or I mean, a lot of times they're not very hidden, but there are a lot of motivations and motivating factors behind people in this cryptocurrency world. And you want to understand that as you continue to look as and as you invest in the space. Because if you get too caught up on what one person is saying or what one group of people is saying and don't understand maybe the competing argument, or you see somebody on YouTube talking about Chaincoin or some crap coin and you're getting all excited about it and it's getting your blood pumping and you're really, really jacked up and ready to invest, and you invest and it's at the absolute top, it's at $6, and then 3 days later it's at $1 and you just invested, you know, $10,000, now that's at whatever, $2, $1,600. How's that going to make you feel? Probably not good. And if you did a little bit more research, if you found the competing side of the argument, maybe you wouldn't have made that decision, maybe you wouldn't have made that trade, and you would be better off for it. So I think no matter who you're listening to in the space, there are a lot of fantastic opinions, there are a lot of very intelligent people. 99.9% of people are not totally, totally objective, and they're going to have some type of motivating factor or just agenda behind what they're saying. Whether or not it's hidden or whether they tell that to your face, you still should understand what the competing side of things is. So take everything, like I said, with a grain of salt from these individuals. And then, you know, lastly, as I've seen this space evolve in the past couple of months, really, I've seen a lot more people that are promising people returns and promising, get rich quick schemes in cryptocurrency. And don't fall into that. That would be my third piece of advice, is whether it's these people promoting these referral programs for like shit like BitConnect, where, you know, you're taking out a loan on somebody else and then you're referring somebody else and then you're referring somebody else, AKA a Ponzi scheme. Whether it's something like that, or whether it is somebody promising you this newsletter for however many dollars and they're going to magically tell you and teach you the art of success and how to find the next Bitcoin and how to find the next Ethereum. Is that really going to be worth the money? Maybe not. Who knows? But I mean, one of the big things that I always kind of laugh about, and I think that a lot of people, you know, laugh about, is it's really easy to, there's an endless, no offense to, you know, everybody, but there's an endless supply of suckers on the planet. It's really not that hard for some of these guys who have no cryptocurrency experience whatsoever, but they're really good internet marketers, to put together a Facebook advertisement or to put together a headline that says like, do you want to be the next cryptocurrency millionaire? Are you the next cryptocurrency millionaire? Find out the next XYZ, find the next Bitcoin, find the next Ethereum, where you can turn $100 into retirement for the rest of your life. Like, it's not real. It isn't. Like, is there a chance that you can maybe turn $100 or $1,000 into a substantial amount of money with cryptocurrency? Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely possible. Could you also end up giving XYZ person $500 to join their newsletter and to take their course on cryptocurrencies and then invest in a bunch of crap cryptocurrencies that end up taking your $1,000 and turning them into $200? Yeah, you can probably do that as well. So that's something that, you know, I just really hate to see all these people falling in, you know, so many new people in the cryptocurrency space falling into this trap of, I want to be the next crypto millionaire. I just want to make a ton of money. Because if you just get overly aggressive, you're going to get burned. You're going to fall into these marketing plays. You're going to fall into these sucker plays. And there is so much fraud and BS and crap within crypto right now that it's really easy to, you know, it's easy to do. It's easy to get over aggressive. As, you know, going back to that first point where I talked about avoiding being over aggressive because you're trying to replicate historical returns. And then again, to the second point, taking everything everybody says with a grain of salt, you kind of combine those two, you get number three, is don't fall for like the millionaire return trap. Don't fall for these Facebook advertisements or these YouTube ads of people saying, hey, I'm on the beach right now, and it's because I invested in BitConnect. Now you can invest in BitConnect too, and we're gonna be on the beach together in Hawaii. Like, no, they're not on the beach because of BitConnect. They're on the beach because they're referring you to BitConnect. Or, they might just be broke as shit anyway, so who cares? Just because they took a freaking $1,000 vacation doesn't mean they're millionaires. So just take everything there with a grain of salt and understand that it's very easy to get tricked. These people can really kind of pull on your emotions. So just be aware of that. And going back to kind of everything, going back from a newbie perspective now, I've said a couple different things about kind of what not to do in the cryptocurrency investment world. So what should you do? Like, how would I recommend getting started? And I recommend getting started slow with not a lot of money. And the reason for that being is you're inevitably going to make mistakes. You're inevitably going to screw up. Would you rather screw up with, $10,000 at risk, or would you rather screw up with $1,000 at risk? Would you rather lose 25% of your funds when you have $1,000 in crypto, or would you rather, do that when you have 20 grand in crypto? So that's the type of thing I think you want to be aware of when you're starting off. Is even if you're the smartest damn person in the world, you're probably gonna make some mistakes. So make your mistakes small. Don't swing for the fences on day one. Make your mistakes small. Learn from your mistakes, because that's the biggest thing. If you learn from your mistakes, you're gonna get better, and you're gonna understand this stuff long term, and you're just gonna be a better investor. So learn from your mistakes long term. And when you do make the mistakes in the beginning, because I can almost guarantee you, you're gonna do some stupid stuff in the beginning, because there's a lot of stupid stuff you can do. You're gonna do stupid stuff. Try to make it stupid stuff that hurts not so bad, that you do small. And then to that point too, if you're gonna start off investing in the cryptocurrency world, I think that it's much easier to start in what I, kind of usually recommend, or how I think, some of the easiest way to start is whether it's, with Coinbase, or if it's with some of these other larger exchanges where it's easier to get your fiat in. Just buy a little bit of Bitcoin, buy a little bit of Ethereum or Litecoin, or one of these projects, one of these larger top five coins that you're passionate about, and watch the markets and watch how they move. Research them for a couple weeks and just get a feel for things. Don't just go out and take $10,000 and say, I want to buy $1,000 of Bitcoin, $1,000 of Ethereum, $1,000 of Walton Chain, $1,000 of Status, $1,000 of Civic, $1,000 of OmiseGo, $1,000 of Neo, and have no idea where that's going. And then it just hits you like a ton of bricks when something goes up, something goes down. You don't know what's going on. Pick one, two, three cryptocurrencies off the bat that are easy to get your money into. Don't put a ton of money into them. So you're safe, so you're cautious, and learn as you're going, so that you can, you can research things. And if the price of Bitcoin goes up, do research. Why did Bitcoin go up? Why did you make money? Or why did your investment value rise? If the price of Ethereum goes down, why did that happen? Was there a hack? Was there regulatory issues? What happened? Do your research that way. And then as you continue to learn, because you'll learn that way, you'll see, what's happening with an ICO, what's happening with regulation, how does this affect certain things? And from there, you can really understand and really be conscious of how to better evaluate not only Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, or whatever cryptocurrency, whatever few cryptocurrency you invest in, or one cryptocurrency you invest in. You can better evaluate that cryptocurrency, but you'll also be able to better evaluate other cryptocurrencies as well. So I think that's an important level of distinction there, is you just want to start small and pick a very few set of places where your risk isn't so big. Pick some like top five coins that, they're definitely going to move. It's crypto. They're going to move. They're going to go up and they're going to go down, probably by a few percentage points almost every day. But when it comes down to it, that you're not going to lose 30% of your investment in one day like you could with a smaller altcoin. So if you're comfortable with that, go for it. But I don't think a lot of people that are new to the space are that comfortable with that. So that's something you definitely want to be aware of. Now, I hope this advice, and again, this is general advice, not specific financial advice. I always want to throw that disclaimer out there. I'm not a financial advisor, but I hope this advice was just helpful for you. Recapping on things, as far as it goes, really kind of one of the big things is just don't try to replicate these past incredible historical returns. Maybe you might get lucky. I'm not saying you won't, but if you specifically go out with the intention of trying to replicate those returns, there is a really solid possibility you're gonna get burned. The next thing I recommend is just taking every bit of advice with a grain of salt, because people have agendas in the cryptocurrency space. People have money invested in certain things. So, you know, whether it's in a Reddit, whether you're in a Reddit forum, whether you are on Twitter, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on a blog, just take everything with a grain of salt and, you know, help that to combine your overall thoughts and opinions. Don't necessarily let one thing determine your thoughts and opinions. And don't let this determine your thoughts and opinions either. You know, make your own. And then, you know, just as far as general advice there on how to get started is, I think, just dipping your feet in slow, being cautious, and investing in a few of the top coins to learn without having to go crazy with these, you know, without having to go super nuts and trying to find bargains in the, you know, 100 to 200 to 300 range on CoinMarketCap and trying to find the next Ethereum or the next Bitcoin. You don't necessarily have to do that. Just learn from Bitcoin, learn from Ethereum, learn from Litecoin. How do they move? And then you can be successful in the future as you start to understand why these larger cryptocurrencies move, and you can better evaluate those as well. Now, my name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. Again, if you are new here, hit that subscribe button. I would really appreciate that if you do. I hope this overall just thoughts and advice was helpful for you and something that you enjoyed. And thank you so much for your time. I really, really do appreciate that. If you found this helpful at all, hit that like button. And if you have questions on my advice or on the validity of it or just on how you should approach things, you can certainly sound off in the comments, and I do my best to answer everybody else's comments. Thanks a lot for your time. Rob from Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.